We are here, Chovis Talmidim, the 11th Perek, where we just spoke about how a person has to, the worst thing a person can do, or the ikker, or foundation of being a Yid, is not to be Poseach al Shtei Seifim. Poseach al Shtei Seifim means that he waffles, he goes in both directions. Because a Yid is a person that lives a committed life. Now we're on page Kuf Zayin in the old printing. Hasmodas Avoida Hia Iker. In the new printing, it's page Tzadi Aleph. Hasmodas Avoida Hia Iker. The Iker is consistency. Consistency is the Iker. As a person who's staying consistent, like we spoke about, committed. There's a young man in Baltimore who he had a brain aneurysm, and he collapsed at his front door, and he was found at his front door, and Baruch Hashem, they got him to the hospital and saved his life. How did they find him there? Because he every day used to get a ride to yeshiva. He'd walk up the block, a few houses, and get a ride to yeshiva. And for the past 7 years, he never once missed. So when he wasn't there, the person driving said, this guy never misses, that doesn't happen. So they went to his house, and they saw him collapse there at the front door, that he couldn't make it. But he was a person that epitomized consistency. Right? The person's consistency is not doing it every once in a while. It's a person, hasmanas avoidah hiya ikr. The ikr is day in, day out, keep at it, and never missing. That's what it takes. Avali efshala la adam leiskasha ba'avoidah tamidis. But it's impossible for a person to connect with avoidah tamidis, with being consistent, im lo yivakesh oisa tamid. If he's not searching for it always. If he's not looking for it, if he's not hungry for it, if a person doesn't have a hunger for something, so he can't be committed to it, he can't be consistent, because, you know, it's just not something that's that important to it. So a person has a hunger for something, if he's mevakesh it, so then a person is going to be able to be consistent. Re'eina, take a look. David HaMelech bikesh Mashem. Listen to what David HaMelech asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hoireini Hashem darkecha. Hashem, show me your way. Ahalech ba'amitecha, I will go in your truth. Yachad levavi liyira shemecha, and my heart will fear your name. Now this is David HaMelech. David HaMelech is Yetzahara kvar horak. He already killed the Yetzahara inside of him. The Pasuk says, li bicholal bekirbi, he killed the Yetzahara. Kama she'amar Gemara, Gemara says. Ulakadusha Eloi Allah. He went up already to lofty heights in Kedusha and spirituality. He was like one of the legs of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chair, which means that he personified, you know, a person that is bringing out a Kodesh Baruch Hu's glory. That's what it means to be a regal in the Kisei HaKovod. He was like a leg of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chair. That's what we're talking about here. Ve'im kol zeh, with everything he's accomplished, he's killed the Yetzirah, he's already like made it, he's like the highest level possible, up to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, the fourth is David. Ki'ish asher mi bachutz, asher hischil oid ba'avoida. He's like an outsider who's just starting his avoida. Bikesh ma'ashem. And he's asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hoireini Hashem es haderech asher boi. Show me the way. Show me the way. David HaMelech, you already got there. You've reached the destination. You've gotten there. You've won. You're up there with the regular, with the Kisei HaKavod. And he's saying, show me the way. Asher boi elecha elech. I could go to you. It's unbelievable. But David HaMelech, even what he's already reached, and he's still talking like he's an outsider. Like he's fresh. Like he's just started. He's got that enthusiasm and that excitement from the beginning. I heard from Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Moshe Rabbeinu is 119 years old. And he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata hachiloisa laharois es avdocha es gadlocha. You have just begun to show me your greatness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've just begun to show me. I am just beginning. Moshe Rabbeinu was 119 years old. He's the only human being to ever speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu face to face. And he says, I'm just starting on my path. I'm just beginning. I got so much more to do. Moshe Rabbeinu felt at 119 like he was a beginner. He still had a hunger. He wasn't like washed up. He wasn't washed out. He wasn't burnt out. And he's done it all, Moshe Rabbeinu. David HaMelech is the regular Revi'ah Merkava. David HaMelech is up there. And he's saying, show me the way. He's like a person who's still trying to find his way. And that's what it takes, a person to have that type of hunger and that desire, and he's still like pushing and wants. It's a wanting. A person has to have. That's what David HaMelech says when he speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Achas Sho'alti Me'eis Hashem. I have one request. Achas Sho'alti Me'eis Hashem. One thing. Oy Savakish. This is what I want. Shivti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. I want to sit and dwell in the house of Hashem. Ulevaker Beheicholoi. And to visit. Bikur is lashon of visit, like bikur cholim, you visit the sick. So the pasuk is very strange. David HaMelech says, I want one thing. I want to sit here, I want to dwell here. Shivti beveis Hashem. I want to dwell here. Ulevaker, and I want to come visit. You want to dwell here, you want to come visit. What does he want? He only wants one thing, so which one is it? So the Mefarshim say the pshat is like this. He wants to sit here, but he wants to have all the freshness and the excitement of a bikur, of a visit. When you go to a foreign country for the first time, it's very exciting. You go on a road trip, you know, and you see all these new things and you get all excited. But after you've seen it already, or you live there, so it's no big deal, you know, you get used to it. David HaMelech says, I wanted to have the same freshness, excitement, the life and the yearning of like when the first time I was there. A person needs that in order to be able to continue to be consistent. We've said it before, the Satmar Rav says, but we say in the davening, Hein go'alti eschem acharis kereshis. Hein go'alti eschem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will redeem you, I'll bring the ge'ula. Hein go'alti eschem, I will give you the ge'ula, when? Acharis kereshis. What does that mean, says the Satmar Rav? It means, when the end of your zman is like the beginning of your zman. You come to yeshiva, you're all excited the first day. Everyone's like by davening early in the morning, and they're getting ready, and they're going, and they're pushing themselves, and that's the way it starts. Of course, that's the way this man starts. But as time goes on, and all of a sudden he's coming late, if he's coming, and then he's talking, he's schmoozing, and he's not working toward, he's not writing, he's not doing all these things, and everything starts to fizzle. Because Baruch Hu says, I'll bring the geula. If it's acharis kereshis, you got to keep that same desire, the same hunger that you had when you first started. That's what David HaMelech was. David HaMelech said, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was. Rabbi Chanuch Teller wrote a book about Aaron Cutler. Rabbi Aaron Cutler, the Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood. He was here visiting Eretz Yisrael. And he was at a chasana in Mei Sharm. Now, you have to know something, that back in the day, where we are right now, was the border. The border was right here. Literally, on Kvish Echad was the border. And there are those that want the border to go back to being right here. There is discussion about the possibility that this will be the border. The train will be basically, you know, the fence. So he was in Mea Sharm al Chasana, and the Jordanians were shooting over into the Chasana hall, because it was like right there. You know, it's right across the other side of the border. So everyone runs for cover. The Baron Cutler's like underneath the table. And the person next to him hears him davening to Hashem. He says, Hashem, I have so much more I have to do. Don't take me now. I got a lot more to do. He got so much to accomplish. Because he has a hunger and a desire to do and to do. And that's what a person needs. In order to be consistent, you have to want to do something. You got to feel like there's something that you have a goal, you have a mission, you have something that you're looking to accomplish, you want to get to. And that's what David HaMelech was. And David HaMelech was looking, Hareini Hashem es derech asher boi. Show me the way. Lo lefa'amim ubishois miuchadois levad bikesh zois. He wasn't only looking for it. You know, at certain times, you know, he had moments when David HaMelech was like feeling inspired or feeling like he wants to do it. Rak tamid bikesh zois. He was constantly asking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me the way. It wasn't like, you know, when he was in the mood, he was doing it. And he had to, and Kamosh Amar Kosef, Ki Eilecha Ekra Kol Hayoim, the entire day I'm calling out to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All day, all the time, David HaMelech wanted this. Ma Nene Anan Basrei. What are we going to say? David HaMelech, who already got so high, he got so far, he traveled so far along the path. We're really, really at the beginning. I mean, if David HaMelech said he's just beginning, if Moshe Rabbeinu said he's just beginning, we're for sure just beginning. So what are we going to say? We got a lot of work to do. Ma anana anan basri, what are we going to say? Tzayer lecha. Try to picture this in your mind. Ben Melech hatoye behorim. There's the son of a king, a prince, and he got lost in the mountains. Bamidbar shmama. And it's a desert. It's a desolate desert. Ben chayos torfos, and there's animals there that might attack him. V'roichtzim, and they're murderous animals. Arvim, and they are looking to ambush him. V'yodeya sheyesh kan derech hamovila el aviv. He knows that somewhere along the way he could find that road. It's going to take him back to the palace. He doesn't know where it is, but he knows there's a road, and he knows that it's pretty dangerous if he doesn't find it. Avol ne'elma mimeno, it's hidden. Can't find it. Haderech v'lo yoda. He doesn't know the path. Ma'amoid gedoylim tumidim bakashosai. How big and how consistent is this going to be? His search v'chapi sasoi and his chipus as haderech. He's searching for that path. He's desperate. He's desperate for it. He's got to find it because any second he could get like attacked. And he knows if he finds it, so then he's got it. He's got it made. How deep is going to be his calling to his father? How strong, how big he's going to call out. Could you show me where it is? I want to know how to get home. I'm lost. I need to get home. And that's what he's saying is the way a person should feel about this world. Person should feel like, you know, there's so many different things, distractions, so many different pulls, so many things that are trying to confuse me, and I don't know the way to go. I'm trying to find a way. I really want to be good. I do. I just don't know how. So we got to look for it. We got to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me. And if a person really, really wants it, so then he really calls out. But there's one condition, and I think that this is a big problem. The condition is b'chol hadvar ma'ele, everything we said, rak im kiben melech hatoya tires atzmecha. It's only if you see yourself like a prince, the son of a king who's lost. A person has to see himself as being royal blood, that he's a person that has a certain amount dignity, of royalty, meruchuk min hamelech, who's distanced from the king, avicha sheva shemayim, toya, b'shimimas oylam hazeh. You have to see yourself as you're a prince who's lost somewhere in the shmama, in the desolation of this world. Gashmius, you're getting lost in the gashmius, shtusim mechablim es aguf, there are stupidities that we're doing that are doing detriment and damage to our body, umemisim es hanefesh, and it's destroying our neshama. Only if a person can see himself in that light and see himself as special, see himself as important, see himself as the Ben Melech, only then, Rak Oz, Tasmid, Levakesh, Esaderech LaShem. Only then will a person be searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So many of us have given up. Given up. Like, what is going to become of me anyway? What am I going to be anyway? What can I amount to? How important am I? That's the problem. If a person would really believe in himself and say, you know, there's something special that's inside over here. I'm a Ben Melech, I'm the son of a king. He would carry himself differently. He would stand differently. The way people walk around sometimes, like this person does not think he's a Ben Melech, the way he's walking around, like a schlump. If a person realizes that he's important, he'll carry himself with a certain presence. You would expect if you had a really important person to carry himself a certain presence, certain dignity. So if we realized who we were, we carry ourselves that way also. And then a person says, what am I doing over here? What in the world am I doing over here? I don't belong in this. I don't belong in this neighborhood, in this environment. This is not for me. I could do better than this. I could do more than this. But a person has to believe in himself. I am capable. I am important. Every person is like a ben yachid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person believes in himself. So then he's going to look to get to where he could get to, where he's supposed to be. Where he's supposed to be. And from the depths of your heart, you'll scream out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini Hashem Darkecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me your way. And the more that a person is consistent to searching, to wanting, to have a hunger and a desire for this, then you'll be able to work harder. If a person doesn't really want it, he can't do it. A person can't work hard unless he really wants it. So the first thing we got to really work on is figure out, do I want this? Is this really important to me? Is this right? Can I do this? Is this for me? And every person, in order to do that, has to believe in himself. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Parashas Kedoshim. Pasuk says, Kedoshim to you, Kikadosh Ani, writes Rav Moshe Feinstein. Every person has a mitzvah, dioraisa, to believe that he is Kadosh, that he is holy. We can be doing unholy things, that's very possible. But our essence, what's natural to us, is Kedusha. And a person is mechuyev to believe that. The reason he's mechuyev to believe that, because you're not going to get anywhere if you don't. If you don't believe in yourself, if you think of yourself as scum, you will act like scum. Because why not? This is who I am. I'm never going to get anywhere anyway. But a person who believes in himself that I'm technically shaykh to tremendous accomplishments in ruchnius, in kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in gadlus, in Torah, in tefillah, in gemilas chasadim, in whatever it might be. Gadlus. So then a person has a whole different attitude. And then he wants more, because he knows he's capable of more. He knows he can do more. So he wants it. So a person has to believe in himself. This week's parasha, it's a Moed Gezach. This week's parasha speaks about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu has a dream. In the dream he sees a sulam, mutzav arza, it's rooted in the ground. And the head of the sulam, the top of the ladder, reaches touching the sky. V'hine malachim elokim oilim v'yardim boi. There's malachim that are going up and down. And the pashut reading of the pasuk is they're going up and down on the ladder. However, Reb Chaim Volozhin and others say that's not what the pasuk means. Malachim elokim oilim v'yardim boi mean they're going up and down on Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is having an aliyah, Malachim are having an aliyah. Yaakov Avinu is having a yerida, Malachim are having a yerida. Oilim v'yardim boi on Yaakov. We have such a powerful spiritual effect on the world. If we daven, Malachim in Shemayim, they get moved because of our tefillas. They get created because of our mitzvahs. Person creates Malachim. He creates positive Malachim. He creates negative malachim. All that is from the malachim are created through our actions. Reb Nachman of Breslov says that when a person has machshavas zaris, he has foreign thoughts during his davening, they come from a person's malachim that he created, right? And they're coming to attach themselves to his tefillah. You've created malachim. You don't know that. There's so many malachim. There's a story about Reb Mendel Mirimanov. One time, he showed a person... like this, the person saw all the malachim that were in the room. He fainted. Malachim Mendel Mirimanov, let him see. The yard side is right around now, I think. One like this, he should see the malachim. There are malachim all over the place that we're creating. We're doing this. It's unbelievable what we're capable of doing. And a person has to believe in himself that this is who we are. We have nuclear power. Every single mitzvah that we do, it's galactic. It's the type of impact it has on all of the olamas. one of the oilamas that we have out there. Kadosh Baruch Hu created a practically infinite galaxy, stars everywhere. There's billions, trillions, zillions, gazillions of stars. What are they? That is a result of our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. We create the universes. That's what happens. The person has to believe in himself. Or else he can't get anywhere. It has to start to believe, with a belief that kol ha'olam kuloi is kedai for me. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. The person has to say, Hashem created the world for me. You're that important. Kadosh Baruch Hu would create the entire world just for you. Now, how does that make you feel? It should make you feel important, empowered. The entire world just for you. Chayiv Adam Loimer Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. You take the Rashi Tevis of Chayiv Loimer Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. Rashi Tevis of those words. Chayiv Loimer Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. It spells out Chelboina. Chelbina. Does anyone know what the Chelbina is? Chelbina is a putrid smelling incense. It smells terrible. However, it has to, a person puts it in the Pitam HaKtoiris. Put that, even the Chelbina, which smells putrid. And the Gemara learns out from here, even Poshe Yisrael, they have to be mitzdarif when we make an asifa, we make a gathering. Even Mamish, even the dregs, even for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The person says, who am I? I'm doing nothing. I'm a zero. Chayiv loymer b'shvili nevra oilam, the Chelbina, the nobody. He reeks. Even for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The person has to feel important. The person realizes it's important. Say, okay, what am I doing with my chelbana? What am I doing with, okay, I'm a nobody, I can't sit, I can't learn, I can't do this, but what am I doing with that? I'm important, though. The entire world for this nobody, so what's this, what are you doing with yourself? Then a person has a hunger, because he realizes he is capable, and he is important. That's where it starts. Ba'oi dvarim begoi is something else. And listen to this, it's so beautiful. And we'll end with this. Kvar yadata she'alecha lahamshich or elyon. You have to draw. There's spiritual energy and light that's there. You have to draw it down. You have to be mamshechit ulegalois and to reveal kedushas midos ha'elyonos b'cho. You have to reveal this kedushas midos, a person's character trait that's inside of you. V'zehu koichesh rotzon. That comes from a rotzen, a desire of a Ish Yisrael. Listen to this, it's beautiful. Mo'irer hu es rotzen ha'elyoin lahoyer boy. A person that says, I have a rotzen, I have a desire. The desire that you have, that itself is mo'irer rotzen ha'elyoin lahoyer boy. Which means that just the desire to do the right thing, person says, I want. Even if he says, I want, I don't care how many degrees. He has a desire for good. The rotzoin itself, the desire is ma'orer. That itself brings out rotzoin ha'elyoin l'ha'ir boy. Because Baruch Hu says, you want it, I also want it. So let's do this together. Because Baruch Hu starts shining his light on us. So even if a person is not ready to do much, He's not ready to say, okay, I'm going to be every single day on time for davening. But if he says, I want to do that, I want it. I'm not ready for it. I'm so not ready. But I want that. The want itself already starts bringing down R. I want to be able to master Bab Metzia. I want to do that. I'm not ready for it. I'm not ready to put in the time. I'm not ready to put in the effort. But this is what I want. What do we want? The Ratzon itself. Bring out the Ratzon for godless. You do that, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have Ratzon for it? I also have Ratzon for it. Let's try to figure out how to do this together. But a person has to have the courage to say, I want it. And when he's ma'ir his Ratzon, so that itself also awakens HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, or unleashes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. And then, Ritzoinchu ba'koshoscha hatmidi. If you have a consistent desire, yearning, lo yidavarek, just the wanting itself is not empty. Mamshich ataboy, or through that you will draw the or, lo kedushas midas ha'alyoinas, v'day l'chobazeh, that's already enough. Just a person that says, I really want to do it. That itself is already, he's drawing the light, and the light's coming. Beis Hashem, b'li neder, we will continue.